Talk Live is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves even in this live Saturday edition, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. So I started to tell you a little bit about a story last hour, in case you're just tuning in, from Salt Lake City, KUTV reporting. A mother's upset after a 14-year-old babysitter engaged in sexual conduct with her 8-year-old boy, and the 8-year-old was charged with lewd conduct.
That's the most upsetting part of this, as far as, well, I don't know what the most upsetting part of it is, but it's ludicrous that the cops would charge the 8-year-old.
I think it's pretty damn ludicrous myself. Now, the prosecutors have since dropped the charges against the boy, but the mother's still concerned. I mean, nonetheless, they did charge him, and that inevitably caused some upset.
What about the girl?
I think she was charged as well, but...
Is she remaining charged?
I believe so. This story's more about the 8-year-old than it is about the girl, but... Can you imagine how this might have made this mother feel when she discovered that her 8-year-old was being charged with lewd conduct?
Nuts.
I mean,
you know, it's just more of this whole men are sexual predators thought process that goes on in this nation. You know, there was a time when you would let a teenage boy babysit some kids, your kids.
Right.
And I think those days are basically gone. If someone would let a teenage boy babysit their kids, it's unlikely that the parents of that teenage boy would let him babysit the kids because they'd be afraid that there'd be some kind of accusation.
Yeah, molester or something.
Right. Well, it's very likely that nothing would happen. I mean, teenage boys have been babysitting kids for a long time.
Sure.
Earn a couple extra bucks. I mean, mostly girls.
They're more likely to be gay, too. I mean, you know.
What?
Right. I mean, if you're a boy and you're a babysitter, aren't you more likely to be a little fruity?
No, you're nuts.
No?
No. It's just, you know, that's a way to earn money. Kids want to earn money.
Okay. Well, the sexual conduct in this case occurred during a game of truth or dare while the boy was being watched by the babysitter, who's, by the way, a female. Prosecutors say that while the babysitter initiated the contact, the young boy was a willing participant. The mom said, Michelle Grossbeck, she said, she dared my son to touch her breasts after hiring the teenager to babysit. And this is a bad thing. Why? I don't know. After hiring the teenager to babysit, Grossbeck got the feeling something was wrong. She says, it was just the sense that something wasn't quite right with this 14-year-old girl, she said. She asked her son what had happened, and he just came right out as if nothing was awry and just started talking about what had happened. Grossbeck went to police and child protection workers, and the case went to the district attorney, after which her son, who is 8 years old, had been charged with an act of lewdness with a minor. So this is what happens, by the way, when you go to the cops. We've seen so many stories where innocent people have gone to the police thinking that they were going to help them, and then they help them into a jail cell. Or in this case, they help them into lewd conduct charges. Or in the case of the guy we talked about earlier in the show, the guy that his family called the police to have them check on his welfare because they believed he was suicidal, the cops killed the guy. So, I mean, really, you call the cops, you expect them to help you out with a situation, and then they end up charging your 8-year-old with a crime.
Well, the charges did get dropped. You know, I'm sure that the family had a rough couple of days, but finally the prosecutor dropped it, and that's a good thing. What concerns me is, I don't even know what to think. First off, I don't think it's as bad for a little boy to get molested as it is a little girl. But it seems unfair to me that they
why?
Well, he was a willing participant, right?
Well, now that's not molestation. By definition, molestation is unwanted sexual touching by another person.
But an 8-year-old isn't considered, at least as far as the law is concerned,
able
to be capable of making consent.
Neither is a 14-year-old.
Well, I just wonder how a 14-year-old boy in the opposing situation with that he was babysitting an 8-year-old girl, played truth or dare, and, you know, whatever occurred.
Would the little girl be charged in that case?
I doubt
probably
very
not.
Seriously the little girl would be charged. But I think that the boy would probably be spending a long, long time in prison, whereas I think this girl will likely get community control or probation or
I'd have given her a raise, personally. I mean, hey.
Sick.
Grosbeck, the mother, says that the Salt Lake County District Attorney told her both the child and teenager were equal participants. But Ms. Grosbeck didn't believe that. She said, quote, my son is 8. He's a little boy. He doesn't have the ability to participate on the same level as a 14-year-old. And that much is true. For sure.
Absolutely true.
That 14-year-old has had an extra, 8 or 9 years on the planet in order to develop and mature and that sort of thing. Obviously, there's a big difference there.
It's likely that he's going to end up having a whole string of very shallow relationships. He's likely to, be one of these guys that loves him and leaves him. Because that's
as a result of this?
Yeah, that's what happened.
As a result of a 14-year-old babysitter having him touch her breasts? That's going to make him
you just said touching breasts is all that went on?
That's all that they're revealing in the story, at least.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought there was a bit more going on. I thought it began with the breast touching.
I don't know. You would think that if it escalated from there, they would have explained that in the story. They were playing truth or dare, and one of the dares was that he touched her breasts.
I see.
Was what that was. And he was open with his mom about it, as though it was no big deal. And
well, I think that in that instance, it's probably the big deal that's being made out of it that's really the problem.
Yeah, I don't see really what the big deal is, personally. I mean, it seems like the young man has a fairly healthy attitude about sex, and the girl asked to have her breasts touched, and he complied, and what's the big deal? 800-259-9231. You know, I'd really love to hear from somebody that actually thinks the boy should be charged. I doubt there's anyone listening out there that actually thinks that should be the case, but...
Well, I don't think for this that I don't think there's much of anything that went on there.
What about the 14-year-old?
What makes her breast sexual? I mean, if a male babysitter asked a little girl to touch his pectoralis, would that have been, his chest muscles? Would that have been sexual touching?
Well, I think what makes it sexual is that society believes that breasts are sexual.
I think the biggest problem here was the big deal that was made out of it.
Absolutely. But I'm interested in hearing what you think as far as, should this little girl, this 14-year-old girl, the babysitter in this case, should she be punished? And if so, how? What's the appropriate punishment for her as the instigator of all this?
I'm interested.
And is there anyone that thinks that the 8-year-old should actually have some sort of punishment? I can't believe there would be someone out there, but obviously the prosecutors thought so. The district attorney brought charges against him.
Well, that's really...
What sort of weirdo do you have to be to think that this 8-year-old could possibly benefit from being charged with a crime over this? I mean, that's just nuts. 800-259-9231.
That's all they know how to do to solve problems, though. Charge people with things.
Since we're talking sex, let's move to Mexico City. Mark, what's going on there? Hello, Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's move to Mexico City. What was
your article
there?
Not mine. Mexico City pushes for legalization prostitution. The Party of the Democratic Revolution, quite a name, the ruling party of Mexico City Federal District, submitted a bill on Tuesday that would make prostitution legal in Mexico City. Juan Bustos, head of the Assembly's Human Rights Commission, brought forward the bill, reports the Los Angeles Chronicle. He defended the proposed legislation by claiming that it is an attempt to control the widespread street prostitution and child sex traffic that already takes place within Mexico City.
Hmm.
An estimated 50,000 sex workers live within the city, he said, although specific numbers are difficult to pinpoint, and I imagine they are. The PDR, that's the Party of Democratic Revolution, argues that prostitution needs legal recognition in order for the government to put safety restrictions into place. According to the Chronicle, the new legislation will allow prostitution in designated areas, at least roughly 1,000 feet from schools, parks, churches, apartment complexes. Though pimping would remain a crime, it would also require prostitutes to adhere to sexual standards or face punishments similar to those under the current law. The Mexico City government claims that these new measures would tighten up prostitution, thereby improving the living conditions of prostitutes. However, this proposal ignores many of the negative impacts of legalized prostitution. Several other countries.
What are the negative impacts of legalized prostitution?
Several other countries have either changed their laws to recriminalize prostitution or else seriously considered doing so. They found that legalizing prostitution did not benefit sex workers or improve their standard of living. In Sweden,
absurd.
For example. Absurd. In Sweden, for example, legalized prostitution came hand in hand with a boom in the illegal drug trade. Drug addiction soared until finally the Swedish government was forced to make prostitution illegal once again after 30 years.
That doesn't make sense. How is legalizing prostitution going to make drug addiction swell? The hell's... I mean, those aren't even... I mean, yeah, okay, some people probably like to do some drugs and have a prostitute, but
well,
not very many.
A lot of strippers are coke addicts. I don't know.
1-800-259-9231. I want to hear more about the negative effects of legalized prostitution and hear from somebody that thinks that prostitution should remain illegal at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And some of those features include the bulletin board system, about 250,000 posts, 1,500 people interacting, lots of fun stuff to talk about, serious issues as well. You'll find it all, and it's all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Mexico City is it Mexico City or the entire country of Mexico?
No, just Mexico City.
Mexico City is considering legalizing prostitution, and I think that is a great idea. Now, of course, inevitably, they're bringing along a bunch of government requirements with it, so, you know, they'll have to, I don't know, they'll have to be regulated by some government prostitution regulatory agency.
Well, they'll definitely have to have some kind of badge, you know, a license. Of some sort that allows them to operate. And
it's not a perfect.
They'll be checked on a pretty regular basis for communicable diseases, which is likely a good thing. But
well, that would come out in the marketplace anyway, because that's
and it would be more effective in the marketplace.
Right. So yeah, it's a step in the right direction. It's certainly better to have prostitution legal and regulated than to have it completely exist in the black market. Though some of the opponents are saying that other countries have tried legalizing prostitution and have gone back. And you had just begun to get into some of the details on that, right, Mark?
Yes. We have to discourage this prostitution so that more women will not even think about becoming sex workers, the Associated Press quoted Marina.
But wait. There are 50,000 of them right now in Mexico City, according to the article, estimated.
Apparently, as far as Mariana Gomez del Campo is concerned, those people are already lost. Head of the National Action in Mexico City, we have to try to recover values. Hugo Vladimir, spokesman for the Mexico City Archdiocese, voiced the Catholic Church's opposition to the new bill. He also indicated that the government appears to be working from a biased agenda. As Reuters AlertNet reports, Vladimir, concerned about the government, favors minority groups such as homosexuals and pro-abortion advocates, yet fails to address important issues such as crime and water shortages. The spokesman, well, water shortage is a big deal around the world, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I understand.
The spokesman stated, we have problems of drug dealers in front of schools and churches, and they do nothing to stop it. We have problems of family violence and
you
a whole series of truly urgent situations. You can run the drug dealers out in front of schools.
Oh, okay, well, whatever. And they'll come back, and then the kids will be dealing inside the schools. I mean, whatever. Drugs. I don't want to even get into the war on drugs.
Right.
We're talking about prostitution. And obviously they're just trying to distract the issue with their positions on all the other things.
Valdemar also disagrees with the bill's description of prostitution as dignified work, reported AlertNet. For the Catholic Church always has condemned prostitution as a grave offense against women. The church released
an offense against women? What? How is it that the woman engaging in prostitution is offending other women by engaging in prostitution?
Well, I would think that by
the victim?
I would think that by making it legal, they would take the exploitation out of it. The exploitation
yes, you
by
would.
The pimps and that kind of thing. That's where the exploitation comes from, is the fact that it's illegal.
Precisely. When you end when you make prostitution legal again, then it makes it so that the business can be done above board. It takes it out of the black market, and that means that a lot of the violence that comes along with the trade goes away. A lot of these women are beaten by their pimps. In many cases, some of the prostitutes are beaten by their johns.
It doesn't happen that way in Nevada, where it's legal.
That's right.
I was just talking to a guy who's in West Wendover, Nevada, and he was talking about the brothels mm-hmm. they have there, run by a woman. These people aren't owned. You know, it's just a business there.
Right, and there's security at the Nevada brothels to where if some John with a sick penchant for violence shows up and tries to start something with one of the girls, there's a bouncer hanging around nearby that's going to take care of that situation right quick. But in the illegal market, in the black market, a sicko that wants to beat a woman or possibly stab her or kill her picks her up in his car. She doesn't know him from Adam. They go to some strange hotel room, and he kills her. Or it can work the other way around, where the prostitute can be running a scam that includes some big bruiser of a guy. They bring the unwitting John, who just wants to have a little bit of sex, bring him back to a hotel room, and what do you know? There's a scary man in the bathroom who's going to beat you senseless and take your wallet, and then they're going to leave you there. I mean, these things happen. This is the reality of the black market world of prostitutes. And to take them out of that black market world means you love women. Means that you want them to be safe. If you want women to be in danger and you want women to be victimized, then please, leave prostitution illegal. But if you care about women and you want them to be safe in the career that they have chosen, and you can, whether you like it or not, women will choose this career.
Some will.
Every single year, new women will enter into this business. It is the oldest profession for a reason, because they are in high demand. There are plenty of guys out there willing to pay for these services, and, you know, by proxy also, you know, there are gay prostitutes as well out there. But, you know, there are plenty of guys out there. A lot of prostitute clients, as I understand it, are older men, you know, guys who might have lost their wives. They haven't been able to get back out, and they're not really maybe interested in going out and dating people, but they still have sexual urges, and they, you know, they want to have them satisfied. I don't think you can draw...
The men that visit prostitutes are of all different
absolutely
types.
Some of them are looking for a quick fix for sex. Some of them are looking for some sort of kinky thing, some fetish to be explored. And why are we putting people in jail over this? I mean, why is it that someone selling sex for a certain particular market-based price is a criminal, whereas it's okay to go and wine and dine a woman and, you know, give her all sorts of gifts in the hopes that she'll spread her legs for you? I mean, really, I'm not saying that all women are prostitutes, not saying that at all, but really, I mean, it's really only a few degrees difference, isn't there?
It would depend on the attitude of the guy that's doing the wining and dining, but
I'm talking about the gold-digging women out there, the ones that are looking for stuff, the ones that want nice dinners and nice gifts and things like that before they'll give it up, right? There are plenty of women like that out there. Why is that not illegal? Why is that somehow more legitimate than the woman that just says $30 for a BJ?
Yeah, and, you know,
what's wrong with that?
I've heard a psychology professor make the statement, although he was not willing to go on the record as having made the statement, but that the people that are sort of on the fringe of mental illness, that if prostitution is legal in a particular city, that you have fewer people living on the streets. And the reason is that the people that are on the fringe of mental illness can be sort of saved by human contact, that human contact keeps them a little closer to sane, at least working level sane. I don't know. That was what the statement that was made by a psychology professor.
Wait a minute. Can you run that by me again? He said that prostitution being illegal helps.
No, being legal.
Oh.
If it's legal, then, you know, guys that are people, I would assume, that are on the fringe of mental illness can be, you know, just sort of that human contact now and then keeps them working level.
Oh, the guys, the Johns. I see where you're coming from on that. The fact that they can go and spend some time with a lady, even though they're paying for it,
right,
helps keep them a little more sane. Makes sense. There are multiple reasons to make prostitution legal, and no reasons whatsoever to keep it illegal. If you want prostitution to be illegal, you hate women that want to be prostitutes, and you want to throw them in jail cells because you are a sick, controlling freak. 800-259-9231. Let people contract for products and services voluntarily. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy. It's natural and safe and effective that you can get Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves on this live Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And would it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to nevergetbusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that's gained world attention. Nevergetbusted.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Carl in Canada. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, several things. I came from the United States to Canada because I don't agree with a lot of the U.S. foreign policy and a lot of what's going on in America, the loss of personal freedoms.
Okay.
And how's Canada doing?
Well, I got detained by immigration authorities.
Oh, boy.
American or Canadian?
Canadian.
Okay.
Well, what happened...
How's that personal freedom doing there?
Not very well. It was doing very well until I got detained.
Okay.
Well, what happened was I had a criminal charge back in the United States back in 1999, which was they withheld adjudication. It wasn't a conviction. I work on computers, do computer repairs. I buy used computer parts. And I bought something that was stolen. I did not know it was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And they had that on my record. And the Canadians are using that against me and trying to deport me.
Mm.
And the Immigration Act in Canada, you know, they're deporting people to war-torn countries in Africa, you know, based on this Immigration Act. And
well, I don't think they're going to send you back to Africa. They'll probably just put you back in the United States.
well, I don't agree with what happened to me in a miscarriage of justice, and, you know, that's why I left. And
well, Canada's been really cracking down recently on people that have criminal histories in the United States. You're not even allowed to visit Canada if you have a criminal history. In fact, my girlfriend, Julia, is going to be going up there for a show, and she's concerned that she might get stopped at the border because of a marijuana conviction. Now, you know, it really is up to the individual bureaucrats to decide whether or not they're going to harass somebody, but it's in the law to where if you've got a conviction, they absolutely can say, sorry, you're not coming in, and turn you right around. But in your case, they actually detained you?
Yes, detained me, and I've been locked up for 2 weeks. I didn't see an attorney. I had a week to, like a couple days ago to see an attorney. So
how did you get out? I mean, why are you calling?
I'm not locked up. We have phones in here. We can call 800 numbers. We have a regular phone and everything.
You're calling from the Canadian Detention Center?
Yes.
Hmm. And what's going to happen here? You're going to get processed and they're going to kick you back in? Is that what the plan is?
Yes, that's what they're trying to do. And I don't want to go back to the United States.
Well, you're going to have to, because I mean, this is what's happening around the world, especially in Western countries. They're cracking down on freedom.
And I know.
It's happening in Canada. It's happening here. They're moving a little slower than we are in Canada, but they're still going in the same direction, still with the surveillance state, still with the snitch society and everything. And, you know, good luck in getting out. I hope you make it, and I hope everything's okay, but I'm afraid you're going to have to come back here. And thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. What can you do?
Well, I wouldn't try to escape to another country. I'm personally working for freedom here in the United States.
Well, it didn't sound like he wanted to work for freedom. It sounded like he just wanted to get out.
Yeah.
And I understand that. Some people want to run away from the problems that we have here. And really, though, where else are you going to go? I mean, some countries are more economically free than the United States, like Hong Kong. I know it's not really a country, but it is the most economically free place in the world. But Hong Kong's got all sorts of personal freedom restrictions. So where do you go? I mean, one country's worse in some ways, and it's a little better than in others. I think that making a stand for liberty here in America is the most sensible thing to do. If you care about freedom, and you care about the direction this country is going in, and you're concerned about it, look into the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org and learn more about that idea. It's a simple concept, getting liberty-loving individuals all to move together to the same state to make a stand for freedom. Whether it be from a political basis or a civil disobedience basis, there are different things for you to get active with, and we're making a difference. And I don't know what else is going on in this country. I don't think there's much else to be excited about as far as liberty is concerned, with the exception of the Free State Project. Let's continue with the calls and go to a Free State Project member, someone who has made the move as an early mover. It is Puke in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, Puke.
I just wanted to comment on that weird article about the 8-year-old.
The 8-year-old who was apparently charged with lewd conduct for touching his babysitter's breasts. Now, she asked him to touch her breasts, and then they ended up dropping the charges after finally the mom got through to them. But what about it?
Right, well, why do they need to press charges? I think the only thing that should have been done is the mother of the 8-year-old should have taken this babysitter to her parents' house and, you know, told her parents what she did and said, don't ever let your daughter around my kid again, you know, if she thought that badly about it.
Yeah.
And how does the kid, wasn't the 8-year-old charged with molesting a minor or something?
No, it was lewd conduct.
Lewd conduct. I mean,
yeah, it's
8-year-old
funny.
Kid, it just blows my mind. It doesn't make any sense.
I think
because he was a male, somehow it's his fault.
I think you are you're absolutely right in your assessment of what should have happened in that case. So many people are so quick to turn to the government for their solution, and if they would have just had a chat with the girl's parents, everything would have been solved. That would have been it.
But for some reason, you know, the prosecutors and the courts and police had to all waste their time and our money.
Yeah.
You know, to prosecute some child. And, you know, will this be on a record somewhere? You know, I know they're supposed to expunge records and this and that, but, you know,
I know they've made some exceptions for sex offenders, so since it could be considered a sex offense, they may not wipe that from her record. She may end up becoming an adult with a sex offense, with a lewd conduct charge on her record. It's certainly a very real possibility.
Yeah, I just think it's insane. And then on to the prostitution article you guys were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly know you know, you're talking about how someone was in the article was stating that when prostitution becomes legal, it somehow doesn't work out. I guess it was in Sweden.
Yeah. Well, they claimed that when the prostitution was made legal, that all of a sudden a bunch of drug addicts sprung out from nowhere.
And I personally don't know much about legal prostitution other than Frankfurt, Germany, where I spent a couple weeks in Germany on my way to Afghanistan, and a bunch of us snuck off base and went to the red light district for a little fun before we went to war.
Did you?
And, the brothels in this red light district were clean, and, you know, the girls were in there voluntarily. There were, you know, bouncers, essentially. Around 2 o'clock, you saw a lot of tweakers and such out on the streets, but, I didn't get mugged or anything, and I don't know how bad it really was, but it didn't seem... Oh, like, guys doing drugs and stuff, you could tell. You could see them out there shaking, and...
My.
You know, that's what they look like to me, and I think definitely it being legal seems like a much, much better solution than it being illegal.
What did you pay for the services over there?
40 euros.
40 euros?
Yes.
So what's that, about 60 bucks?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
And was that full sex for 40 bucks, for 40 euros?
Yes, it was.
There you go.
Make it legal, and it seems like a much better way to do it than making it illegal with the higher prices and the possible, disease?
Danger, disease, danger of being mugged, danger of being arrested. All these are very real realities of the black market, and you're right.
Yeah.
Making prostitution legal would solve a lot of problems.
People, and also, I think it was a tourist trap, too. I saw a lot of American businessmen there.
I bet you did. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's the sensible thing to do. It'll allow the police officers of the world to focus on, you know, solving real crimes if you legalize prostitution. They won't get to spend their time doing vice busts anymore and telling people how they should run their lives, giving people lectures. Have you ever seen the episodes of Cops where they do the undercover stings for prostitutes?
No.
Inevitably, there's a scene where they've got the Johns, they busted them, and the head cop, the sergeant, gets out in front of these guys, and he lectures them.
Well, you guys know that you could possibly get STDs from this and the other. He's going down this sort of list of things that could happen if you engage in prostitution. Of course, most of them are directly linked to the fact that prostitution is illegal, but nonetheless, you know, I don't want to be lectured by you. I know what the risks are when I have sex. 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Gene the Christian Anarchist coming up, and your calls as well.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail, and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutraceutical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is the real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live? Then you can do it in two ways. You can buy some stuff at our Free Talk Live store at store.freetalklive.com. All kinds of Free Talk Live branded merchandise that you will be absolutely proud to wear. This is not crap quality merchandise. We've invested the money to get some good stuff. You'll like it. Store.freetalklive.com. Also, for anything else you might need in life that isn't Free Talk Live merchandise, like, you know, DVDs, books, office products, baby clothes, furniture, electronics, 41 categories to shop in. Amazon.freetalklive.com. You go there, you buy stuff, it's delivered to your door, and you help Free Talk Live out at the same time. Because when you enter Amazon through that link, Amazon.freetalklive.com, we get a percentage of your purchase. You need to do the shopping anyway. You might as well shop there and help Free Talk Live out at the same time. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Gene in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Gene, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk to you about something. I'm called a little, it's kind of a funny thing. I call it Bizarro China. Were you a Superman fan? Did you ever read the comic books?
I did not, Mark. I don't know about
you. I'm familiar with Bizarro Superman.
Well, Bizarro World was a backwards world where...
everything was very strange.
Yes, things were strange. People looked strange. And I call this Bizarro China because, you know, I told you my wife has this cable box that's actually an internet streaming box, and she can watch all these Chinese TV shows from China.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit down sometimes with her and watch some of them, and she helps me try and understand what's going on. But she's been watching this cop show lately from China.
Hmm.
And I swear it's exactly the same show as watching a cop show in this country.
Really?
They got the high-speed chases. They got the...
It's a popular show.
It is. It's a very popular show, and the last show, this girl had fallen in love with this guy, and he was in with the wrong crowd, and he wound up going to prison for murder, and he broke out, and then they got back together when he was on escape status, and the cops surrounded him, and he comes out of the car with a shotgun in his hand, and he's going to fight with them. But unlike our cops, where they would just mow him down in the instant that they had a chance.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese cops tried to talk him out of giving up, and instead he managed to blow the car up with himself in it and everything. But it's very interesting because as I watch these shows, I'm going, how does this differ from what we've got? And it really doesn't. It's exactly the same, except for the people all look Chinese, and they speak a different language, which I can't understand very well.
Huh.
But it's the exact same plots, exact same shows, and unfortunately, they're trending towards the exact same kind of control and, police state mentality that we have. And everybody, of course, when they think of China, they think it's already a police state, but, I found that it wasn't much worse than what we have here, and unfortunately, it's getting to be more like that with, a couple of years ago, I called you about the police cars over there.
Yeah.
And at the time, a police car was basically a car with just a regular, ordinary car. It says police on the side and had a little light on top. Didn't even have a radio in it for the most part. But now they've got big old light bars that go all the way across the top, and they're getting, they still don't have the computers, the shotgun, the prison like ours do.
Right.
But they're going that way, and they'll be there probably pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
I call it Bizarro China because it's very different, but it's still the same, and it's kind of it's amusing to look at it.
Thank you for the update, and continue cluing us in, Gene, as you continue traveling there, because Gene likes to. He and his wife go there from time to time.
Will
do.
Thank you, Gene. Appreciate hearing from you. And it's fascinating. It's fascinating to hear stories from other countries, totally different cultures. That is, as he's pointing out, they're sort of converging in a way. They're becoming more westernized, not only in the way that they live, but also apparently in the way the cops behave and all of that. 800-259-9231. You bring up what you want to of the phones. Again, to Paul in New Hampshire, listening on WNTK. Hey, Paul.
Hey, I was just listening to your show for the first time on FM radio, and I just want to call in, and I don't know if the listeners are aware, but there's Jack McLam, a retired police officer, who puts out a good newsletter on this New World Order takeover of our society. Which is police and military against the New World Order. You can punch that into your search engine.
What is the New World Order?
It's basically the very elite just controlling. They want a one world government, one world religion. And all that stuff. And
right. How long do you think it will take these elites to actually get to the point of having the one world government, one world religion, and all this? Because it seems to me like if there really is this, shadowy conspiracy group out there, that they're not very successful at what they're doing.
Well, it seems like they're doing a pretty good job at fomenting terror around the world.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, one could argue that the U.S. military going around dropping bombs on people is what's fomenting the terror. It's not necessarily some elites hiring Al-Qaeda to go and blow things up. It's the fact that people are getting angry at the U.S. military's foreign policy. That seems like the more logical explanation. And, I mean, I don't mean to jump all over you here, but we get the conspiracy theorists calling into the show from time to time. And I always like to ask, why has the New World Order not taken out its critics? Why hasn't the New World Order taken out the talk show hosts out there that are outing the New World Order, outing the NWO every single episode of their show? Why haven't they gone after them?
I don't think that they want to bother with anyone who's right out in the front.
Why?
They've successfully taken out the people that have are trying to come out with serious things.
Serious things?
I've read stories about reporters and whatnot who were murdered early on before they could ever come out with their stories.
Mm-hmm. Why haven't they murdered the talk show hosts that have thousands and thousands of fans out there that dedicated to their shows? Why haven't they gone after them?
I don't know. I my personal opinion is that it's because they're in the forefront and they're too visible. They're too outspoken and too visible.
But that's just it. Don't you want to shut down the dissent? Don't you want to silence the dissenters? Don't you want to silence those who are revealing your secret evil plots? I sure would if I were them.
Well, they have another way of doing that, too. They you know, they'll ridicule them. They'll call them conspiracy theorists, and they can't just go rubbing out everybody. I don't think.
What do you think's going to happen? You live in New Hampshire. Have you heard of the Free State Project?
Yes, I have.
Okay, as you know, there are a variety of liberty-loving activists moving here from around the country and around the world in order to make a stand for liberty. Do you think what do you think the evil conspiracy people are going to do to them?
I have no clue.
Do you think they'll affect, you know, like maybe drop a nuke on New Hampshire or something like that? I mean, what do you think they're going to do? They're big evil plotting guys. They've got the world at their fingertips, right?
Well, I think ultimately they want people to bow down and serve them. They want people to be so frightened that they're willing to accept, you know, the biometric chip or whatever it is that they want to implement, and eventually get their control over, you know, through.
So, what do you plan on doing about it?
Well, as far as what?
Well, I mean, if the evil people are out there plotting all these evil things, you must be planning to do something about it, right? I mean, calling talk shows is one thing, but, I mean, are you going to do anything else?
Well, you know, this is one way. Obviously, if other people hear it, maybe they'll look into it. And I also, you know, try and help other people see as well. You know?
Great. Here's another question for you. Why waste all the time looking into the New World Order? I mean, if there really is this, you know, group of evil people out there, they're doing what they're doing, and no amount of research that you do is going to stop it. Now, the reality is government is getting bigger. Whether or not there's this evil group of elites that are behind it, I don't know. All I know is government's getting more oppressive and more intrusive in our lives, and that's something that I personally am willing to stand up against and fight. But I'm not willing to get out there and throw out theories about who's behind the scenes and, you know, the Bilderbergers and the Illuminati and blah, blah, blah. It seems to be a bit counterproductive. When you're trying to get people to work against the growth of the state, why bother going into all the conspiracies? Why not just touch on the concrete facts, the facts that government is getting bigger?
Well, listen, there are concrete facts behind these so-called conspiracy theories about the elitists and, I mean, you know,
but if there were concrete facts, my man, then I would have been on, then I would be in your camp, because I've heard all of this stuff. I've watched the Alex Jones videos. I've seen all the allegations, and they, you know, they're just allegations. There definitely are elites, and some of them want power. Some of them want to grow the government. But let's deal with the results. Let's deal with the growth of government and fight that, because trying to out the evil dark cloak mongers isn't going to do you any good. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. See you Monday.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.